All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. You and I both have this kind of anthropological interest in, not in anthropology, but in like outdated, kind of culturally insensitive, racist pop culture artifacts. Like we all have that cutout clip of Nermal in blackface from Garfield 1982.
No, I have all the original cells. They're up on my wall. They are appreciating in value as we speak.
Yeah, those are hard to look at, but it's like, it's not like, not racist. It's just like fascinating that it happened.
Right. That several people had to say yes for this thing to ever see the light of day. Yeah.
Totally. So I know we've done CD randomizations before, so that's been taken. What we haven't done is a record randomization.
Oh, no.
So I took my recently went through my grandpa's old racist record collection, found this big selection of granddaddy's racist hits,
Okay.
and I figured you just close your eyes, you drop the needle on any point in this, and we'll get our game for this time. And I need you, before you do that, so I can set up the audio cue, I need you to vamp for like just a second.
Okay, well, I can do that. No, it's when you're storing your racist records, what you want to do is make sure that you put them in a cedar box. That way, your more politically correct moths don't come in and start wrecking havoc on them, you know?
Yeah, fucking politically correct moths. Fucking, you know what? Like, he's up there every day doing his job.
He went down there to the plant. He would come home. He would put on his racist records.
Yeah, and he wants to listen to a little racist music. I think he's probably fine.
Yeah,
You know?
he's not hurting anybody except the victims of the
Yeah,
stereotypes.
he's not hurting anybody except for all the minorities.
This is two in a row, Gary.
I know, but that was the joke. This wasn't meant to be that. It just kind of became it. Okay, let me so go ahead and drop the needle here.
Okay, here
And
we go.
I'll fade us on up. Civilization is a thing for me to see. Wait a minute.
So bongo bongo bongo, I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh no 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 no.
Okay.
Oh, that's our friend Bing Crosby,
Danny Kaye.
Danny Kaye.
close
Oh yeah, no, it was the
close
Hap Hap Happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with
that's
Danny
he
fucking
dip dip
Kaye.
dappity died So it's been the hap hap happiest Christmas since he dip dap dippity died.
In the
Bing Crosby's
Congo.
probably a racist piece of shit, right?
I know he beat
Sure.
the shit out of his kids.
Oh yeah, Sack of Lunch Oranges, the Family Guy. It's supposed to be a joke
So it's supposed
that
to be a joke. I had the cadence of one.
No, I called it supposed to be a joke.
Oh yeah.
Did I say that in a questioning manner? I meant
No,
to say it in an
I thought
affirming
you said
manner.
supposed to be a joke.
Oh no, a spouse abuse
Oh yeah.
is about him abusing his spouse.
Oh yeah. He put a lot of pressure on his kids too. I think there might have been
Yeah.
I think it might have just been a real piece of work all around.
Well, and if you read between the lines of White Christmas, give me a fucking break, dude.
You realize that's like the best-selling song ever. That's
Yeah. It's
crazy.
also, you know the reason why it's the best-selling song ever?
Germany?
Well, I mean, kinda.
Yeah.
Like, it's the and I don't know if this is true. This has the air to me of a true trivia thing, but I read in a comic book, is that the military bought tons of copies because they gave it to soldiers for
Oh,
Christmas
yeah.
in World War II. So like every soldier had this like 45 of White Christmas.
Huh.
And we, we're at war, so there are a lot of soldiers.
I mean, and increasingly less every day. So it's kind of like a Songs of Innocence kind of thing. Like, we're gonna make this the best selling
YouTube
record by,
project? Oh yeah, like putting out on iTunes. Yeah, like, yeah, the soldiers like knapsack care package was the iTunes of the time. Like, yeah, I was really surprised by that. Like, you remembering the name of that YouTube album?
It's so controversial.
It took me by surprise. I can't wait for Songs of Experience. Yeah, Congo. The Congo game. But Gary and Cole, you guys don't have a Sega Saturn. We don't need it
No,
because
because
we're doing the unreleased one, baby. Someone call Frank Cifaldi.
Yeah, this is one that was recovered. G Gary, who are you?
This is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And I'm Ernie Hudson. And this is Abject Suffering, the show where you play bad games. You don't have to.
Yeah.
We have a guest from the movie.
Was Ernie Hudson really in Congo?
Hell yeah, dude. In the game, you get to play, have the little digitized Ernie Hudson, and you have your, like, Hudson count.
Huh.
Right. Like, how many HUDs you got? Your HUD HUD. Your HUD Hudson.
Okay, I didn't realize that, because I guess the only name that I read was on the Saturn version, which is an actor whose name I don't recognize, but huh. Yeah, Ernie Hudson. Oh, it's, Tim Curry was in this. Gary, I've never seen Congo.
I haven't seen either, but I watched the trailer, and I watched, then I was like, why have I never not just put Tim Curry into YouTube and saw what came up? And then I watched a bunch of Tim Curry videos today.
Oh, it would probably just be like a ton of like really depressing interviews with him, like as his health has declined.
It wasn't that. It was okay. Mostly like positive retrospectives. But that, you know, that he's gonna go at some point, and that's gonna hurt.
Yeah. He's had like a staggering number of strokes recently. It's actually like really upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bummer, because I do really, really appreciate that man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something to be the best part of anything you're in.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you were talking about going on a Gabriel Knight tour of the South.
Yeah.
Like you've got some attachment to him. Yeah.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. I think that that will actually happen. I think, possibly this winter.
Nice.
So,
yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about, Congo, The Secret of Zinge.
Zinge,
which sounds vaguely filthy to me, which is the canceled SNES and Genesis game that was slated to come out, but was canceled after the movie itself flopped. It didn't live up to the expectations that were set by our friend Jurassic Park.
And it was just not supposed to be very good.
Right, right. And
which is
spoiler,
not.
It's not. It is nauseatingly bad.
Did you watch any YouTube of it?
Yes, I did. I saw a couple. It's like, what if a platform was all Mortal Kombat digitization?
It takes so long to get to the platformer, though.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, my jaw dropped at how much time you spend in that fucking raft. Like, it's incredible.
And like every review that I read, like most of the stuff said, like, you know, it was like lauding the variety of play, and like, it doesn't matter like how much variety there is if you never see it.
Yeah. And if like getting there is just like extremely bad.
Right. I mean, like I had to save scum like crazy because pro tip, that river rafting thing is impossible because you're moving way too fast.
Yeah.
Like, at least on my emulator, the camera and spray movement was way too quick. Like it was outpacing the refresh rate. So like, yeah, there was actual like V-sync tearing on my screen as I was trying to figure out, is this tank controls or am I speeding up or slowing down? I don't know what's happening.
I think it's like once you press in a direction, you head in that direction for like the whole time. Ugh. Like you just tap that direction, you'll just keep going that direction until you, it's like bumper cars. Like you can't really go straight. Yeah. Yeah. But you still, you have to speed, you go way too fast the whole time, and you have to speed up to make these like Battletoads-esque jumps to get over things with spikes. And it's one hit and Ernie Hudson goes into the drink.
Yeah.
And then your little Hudson count goes down. Yeah, it is way too hard for me. Like I was save scum for a while and got fairly far into it. And then I was like, oh man, like I'm really losing my patience with this shit.
Yeah.
How long does this go on? And then I looked it up and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I got so discouraged. Because like I got to what I thought was the end of the rafting stage, like as the river turned a very piss like shade of yellow. And then I was like, okay, well, cool, the stage is done. And then it started up a new and tougher rafting stage.
Yeah. It's more or less in real time. And the movie didn't spend that much time going to the rafting. Like as I saw the like it gives you that little thing that tells you why you're on a raft. It's like, this is how you get to this area of the Congo. And I was like, oh, okay, like that's how you get to the area of the Congo. But I guarantee the movie did not spend that much time on a raft.
No.
So.
Yeah, and like the opening to this is kind of inventive, right? Like the weird little Operation Wolf thing where you're just getting the satellite footage of gunning down apes.
It's very funny because they seem peaceful at first. It's like, you know, a satellite gave us something troubling, and then it just shunts you instantly into first person mode of just shooting down apes that aren't attacking you.
The Harambe apocalypse. Yeah.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, kill these peaceful, beautiful creatures.
Yeah. Somebody recommended, I need to go and verify that this is true, because it might be a good selection for one of us to thumb the scale one of these months. But I guess somebody made a game out of Peaceful Skeleton Realm Attack by Helicopter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to go go take a look, because that might be a good one. Might be better than mine next month.
I like the Peaceful Skeleton Realm quite a bit.
But I want to attack it so badly.
I don't.
No,
I would like to save them.
Yeah, well, I want to attack them so that they rise up to be their best.
Okay,
you know,
you want to train them,
right? I think that
Harley Emery them.
Harley Emery,
use lots of bones.
Yeah, you know,
like,
yeah. I've never seen such a waste of calcium in my entire life.
You are mostly marrow. Show me what you got. Yeah, I can get that. Like, yeah, I would like.
You know what comes out of Texas? Scapulas and crapulas.
Yeah. Suck my coccyx. You lily livered. Yeah, I think that's a good idea to train them up, because the next time the helicopter comes,
yeah, they may be serious.
Yeah. Well, and they'll be able to fight back.
Yeah.
Because if I recall my Skeleton Realm lore, they don't do very much to fight back.
Oh, there's the one who does the flying spin kick to destroy it. But I think that, like, that's like a once in a lifetime hero.
I think the greatest warrior of their people.
Right. I think we need at least like five or six of those, because, I mean, frankly, they got lucky with just the one helicopter.
Yeah. Because the one, you know, one of the guys just runs away. One of the guys runs towards the camera. You know, they don't do a very good job.
No. Holy shit, the cast on this fucking movie. Bruce Campbell, Laura Linney.
Fuck yeah. Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
Don Baker. like John Hawks, Bob Driscoll.
This movie, I couldn't say if they came out at the same time, but like it ran together with, what is it, Anaconda and Lake Placid.
Yeah.
For just like... movies where it was just an incredibly dark, like, man versus the wilderness kind of story that came out post Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like too young to get really excited, because like, yeah, apes are good, but I could stay home and watch Jurassic Park.
I was a little too old for this.
Okay.
Like I was the perfect age for Jurassic Park, but then by the time this came out, I was already getting old, a little sick of it.
Yeah.
You know, so I was 15 when this came out, and it's like, that's not too old for apes, but it's right on the edge of too old for apes.
Right, right.
You know, well, not that into apes. I don't know.
It's tough. Like the whole resurgence of the Planet of the Apes movies is kind of baffling to me a little bit.
Oh man, well you've seen the trailer where they say the titular line, right?
Keep your hands off me, you damn dirty apes.
No, the titular line. Like when somebody is it Willem Dafoe? Who's like the main human in that? There's a part where he goes, and this truly will be, or it's Woody Harrelson.
Oh God!
It will truly be a Planet of the Apes.
I can never put myself in the headspace of Woody Harrelson to like to fathom the choices that he makes.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I mean, you gotta do stuff to like finance your smaller projects,
but like
it's a big hit.
What's that?
I said True Detective was a big hit.
Oh yeah, but like he attaches himself to so much great stuff. You know, like, you're like, oh yeah, sure, I will play my dad in No Country for Old Men. Sure, I will be in Zombieland, this fun campy thing.
Sure, I'll be Woody in Cheers. Like, he does all the best stuff.
He does so much good stuff, but yeah. Then he just like, he slips up on that stuff.
When that happened, when I first saw that trailer where he says that, I laughed out loud, and we talked about this a couple episodes ago, where like I really want audiences and theaters to be on my side, and they never are. Like, they'd be like, laugh along with me, because it's fucking funny, you know. And then, but everyone just looked at me like I was being rude for laughing during their very serious Planet of the Apes trailer.
Oh yeah, they're
peeping off to the side, and like like somebody stands and salutes, and you know,
they're real invested in the lore. I think no, what you have to do instead of like laughing out loud, you need to bring back like the REM throwing popcorn at Jim Carrey in the Great Beyond video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just like do that. Like, you know, sit close enough where you can throw and make a difference. I think that is a kind of silent protest which will fly in this modern day don't bother me America.
I could also hold up just like a big John 3:16 sign.
Oh yeah, put on your rainbow wig.
Yeah. Just stand like paint a flag on my chest and yeah. Stand up and turn around. Can I? Sorry, I'm just a little scattered here.
No, it's fine. I'm scattered too. It's been a holiday weekend. We're recording this right before the 4th, so I'm all over the place too.
I recently got in the mail my Buffo shirt.
Yes, you did, and I've been watching a lot of Buffo videos on his on his website. And you got a handwritten note from him too, right?
I did. Well, hey. he signed like, well, it's not a note so much. He just said it's like, thanks for I guess it's a note. Thanks for the order, Buffo. WSC, which is World Strongest,
of course.
And kind of the shirt, which is a good shirt, because I like that it has a phone number on it.
Okay.
Which means like anytime if I need it, like anytime I want, I can
help.
If like I'm getting held up or something, I can just look down at my shirt and like there's the solution. The thing I didn't know when I got it is the back has an American flag and it says Buffo salutes America.
Okay.
So there's a troubling patriotic, like I am not the kind of person who's gonna wear an American flag shirt, but here I am right now wearing an American flag shirt.
Well, so you're wearing your Buffo shirt right now.
Oh, very much so.
I think that a patriotic message laundered. I'm sorry. Like I didn't mean for that pun, but laundered through the strong clown that we admire. I think that it's acceptable.
What if I think so too. The way I would want to see this articulate is Buffo just ripping flags in half instead of phone books.
Well, no. Like what you need is like a back piece tattoo of Buffo ripping his way out of an American flag on your back. But like there's blood and stuff coming out of it. Yeah,
like an eagle's mouth, like an eagle in his mouth or something. Yeah, because we talked about Duffo, right? Like that's the attic stooge that lives above.
Oh right, Duffo. Yeah.
But what about like dark Buffo? Like what's like anti-patriotic Buffo?
Yeah, it's Ayatollah tough. Buffo. Oh no, that's a troubling direction. He's consolidating his power.
Yeah, and he's just like he just cares about oil and evil and missiles and stuff.
Yeah,
no, Buffo.
Yeah, so I'm kind of fine. I'm kind of fine with reappropriating patriotic imagery as a liberal as a way to make a statement that we should aspire to higher than what we're at now. So like I've got a just because it's comfortable and I like the design, I've got a like a red, white and blue Apple Watch band that I sometimes wear when I want to vary it up. And yeah, no, I think that there is a way to go after at least the trappings of patriotism in a way that owns our better angels and calls for better.
Well, the trick is nobody knows though. So like it's the same reason why I won't wear a red hat.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Like it's like from a glance, it's like, oh, who's that guy in the American flag shirt?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a glance, like in this current political climate, like I assume like anybody walking around with a flag shirt, it's probably a MAGA chud.
Mm.
You know, maybe not, but I just have that feeling that like, oh, like, you know,
I wouldn't.
It just seems, you know, it's riskier. It's not necessarily even more likely, but it's like as opposed to me assuming most people I talk to are not. It's like, oh, now there's a 25% chance this guy,
right,
you know, is kind of bad.
I think that it balances out at the very least, you know, because you're probably going to be walking around with a backpack on, and I think that the name on the front is much more important than the name on the back, as they would say in the movie Miracle, again, a very patriotic movie.
I will fill my backpack full of communist manifestos and then I'll take it off to reveal the flag and then hand out a bunch of these and be like,
there was a time I just like pretend that you're Woody Guthrie, you know, this clown kills fascists. Right.
Yeah. I would love to see Buffo just start ripping fascists in half.
So in case people don't know, Buffo is the strong clown that we admire. We discovered him back. I think it was like in the Kid Clown episode when we asked,
is Kid Clown or
Circus Charlie. Yeah, I can't remember which. But we just did a search for strong clowns and we found Buffo, who is a children's performer based out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who is the world's strongest clown. And he does children's and adults acts, and he has like a strong patriotic bent. Like if you watch the Who is Buffo, you get some footage of a gentleman who is explaining who Buffo is.
Unrelated gentleman.
Yeah, unrelated gentleman. I don't know who he is, but he's very enthusiastic about Buffo. But he describes that patriotism kind of comes part and parcel with him. So I think that if we're going to go all in on Buffo, we need to own at least our own version of what America could be.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm not saying I can't. I'm just saying it's
fraught.
A struggle.
It's fraught. Yeah.
It's fraught and it's a struggle. It goes against my instincts, but like, and sad news to report, which I mentioned as well, is this is Buffo's last fair season.
Right.
Buffo farewell tour, which I read that I was very like, I actually interacted with the fan community I'm part of on Facebook, friends of Buffo, the world's strongest clown. And somebody's like, you know, his farewell tour continues. And I was like, hold up.
Yeah.
Tammy. Farewell tour. And then and it's still he'll still do private events and birthdays and stuff.
Yeah,
he's no longer
yeah.
doing the fair circuit. So it's getting harder. It's gonna be harder to see Buffo.
Right.
You know, than just going to a fair where he performed, which like you know, in addition to doing that Gabriel Knight tour, like that would have been really cool.
It would have. And like he tours just far enough away from my hometown that it's like really inconvenient to go.
Yeah.
So like
a day drive.
Yeah, exactly. Like a day drive on top of being away from Cincinnati for several days.
Can I, you know what ties this Buffo back into what we do?
Buffo back to Congo.
Buffo back to Congo is he dresses up as a gorilla.
Who?
As one of his like stunts. He goes around on stilts. He goes around on a unicycle, normal clown stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes he's dressed up as a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, he also rides around on a fake buffalo, which I think it's like a modified buffalo costume. Yeah, buffalo bow. Yeah. Yeah,
he's getting up there in age though.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right? Because I think that when we first found Buffo and first read the Gospel according to Buffo, Gospel according to the same, there was not as much information out there, but he updated his biography to include all of this information about how he has like, what is it? A master's in special education. He's taught blind and deaf children. He used to play like Major League Baseball for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And like he's put up all these videos of him like interacting with these kids and just making them like happy and over the moon. And I'm watching this. And I'm like, that's actually like a really special talent.
He's a really special guy. The Facebook page is full of people like talking about how their kids, were like Miss Buffo or like their birthday was the best birthday they've ever had.
Right.
Is the one that he showed up as, and everything. And it's very sweet.
Yeah. And so like, it's probably easy to think that our affection for him is ironic. And maybe at one point it was, but like, I genuinely admire this man.
But it's that weird like both thing. It's like how Tim and Eric think about Richard Dunn.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, where it's like they had Richard Dunn. They actually like, they thought they had him on the show because he's a weirdo and he had a weird stilted delivery and couldn't deliver lines right. But they like legitimately liked him and thought he was really funny.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a hateful way. It's like an affectionate way.
Right.
Where it's like that, like, this is definitely a very good person. Like he's, you know, and I just think that it's part of why I like it is that it is so absurd.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, it wasn't intended not to be absurd. Like the fact that he's mixing bodybuilding and clownery.
Oh, and
was
America,
always meant to be
and
funny.
Anti-drug messages.
Yeah. And anti-drug message and, you know, like balancing.
Yeah.
That's the other tier of Buffalo that, we didn't really talk about how good he is at balancing at things.
Yeah.
But the, it was like, it is kind of ironic. However, he's a very good dude, and I actually do really like him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. This very sad, like, person who on the Facebook page, their dog died, which is already sad. But just, like, we said goodbye to our sweet little Jack the Wonder Dog. She brought us great joy during our 17 years. She loved Buffo. It's like, well, yeah, okay.
They just wanted to share.
This person's got a Buffo tattoo.
It's
like, man.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to continue spreading the word.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Like I'm way into it. And like some, you know, perhaps one day, like I shall meet and have my hand crushed by Buffo.
Yeah.
You know, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah. And just the usual line stands, it is much easier to explain Buffo than Crick.
That's
like,
true.
Like if confronted by both Buffo and Crick at the same party,
one of them tells the truth and one of them tells the lie.
Oh, we haven't talked about this game one single whit, Gary.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I got to. Well, we talked about the
the raft part, which is all I got to.
Most of it. Yeah.
You're just collecting diamonds. You collect enough.
It's very funny because you're going the Diamond City. There's just thousands of diamonds in the water.
Yeah. I forget in the Jurassic Park episodes we did 4 years ago. Did I talk about Michael Crichton's whole small penis libel defense?
I don't remember. It's probably been long enough where we can redo it. Like, if Retronauts can do another Link to the Past episode, we can talk about the small penis libel defense.
Yeah. So I think it was in the novel version of Jurassic Park, or maybe it was Timeline. Hint, those are the only two Michael Crichton books I've ever read. He included a very thinly veiled caricature of one of his kind of harshest critics. Right. Like it was, you know, some magazine, like Literary Review kind of guy. Like it had a name that was very similar to him. He's like, oh, he's a big fat guy. And he's got like a micro penis, tiny little ding dong. And he said something real doofy about the main character, who happens to be a Crichton stand in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like that's kind of a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
In a
later
book.
In the water. Like,
yeah, yeah. But it never resulted in any legal action because of the way that libel laws work in America, which are, you cannot sue. Like, it's not technically libel if it's untrue. So if the, or it's,
yeah, no, you'd have to admit that he had a tiny ding dong.
Right, right. It's not technically libel if it's true. So by challenging this depiction of him in court, he would have to enter into evidence the actual size of his dong.
Oh, okay. So yeah. If it's true, it wouldn't be liable.
Right, right. So, like, if Michael Crichton's going around accurately portraying the size of his penis, like, and there's literally nothing wrong with any size penis that you have.
We talked about that. We love the soft boys.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, grower, shower, fine, whatever.
Yeah. Grower, shower, let your dick come on over ducky, because we don't mind it.
We got room for all size and sorts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I desperately want to make sure that we're not like size shaming.
It's a going out of business sale. We'll take it.
But you understand. You understand the instinct, right? Like, I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to inadvertently size shame somebody.
No, I don't. Like, I mean, we. I think it was this show we're talking about. Like, I don't have a gigantic penis. I have no penis aspirations or bragging rights.
No illusions.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No illusions about my ding dong. Like.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, it gets the job done. But I also have been like, once you have sex enough, like, you kind of realize like. You're heading towards a point. I'm just saying, like, I don't believe that there is any kind of problem. Like, not only do I want to present that we don't have there's a problem, like, I legitimately don't think there's anything wrong with anybody.
It's this weird cultural myth that just like destroys people's self-esteem for like no good reason at all. Right. I even forget what point I was driving toward, but like, no legal action could result because of the particular ways that Michael Crichton crafted this. So it's like this ultra shitty way that, like, you know, long after this critic dies, he will be remembered for this depiction. And now I know how Dante Alighieri's. He knows how Dante Alighieri's critics feel by being immortalized in the Inferno.
Yeah. The chapter of the Inferno when they talked about all their penises was super weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's a second circle.
I wasn't expecting Dante Alighieri to be a size queen, but like, here we are. Yeah. So he would have had to enter into evidence. He didn't want to do that.
Right, right.
I might have just done it and just been like, okay,
here we go. You
know, this is what I got. This is what I'm working with. Because it's like, it doesn't. The size of your penis only matters to the degree of like somebody you're having sex with, to the degree that they care.
Yeah, that's the Chinese proverb: let the steeds ride with the mares and the mice lie with the mice. You know.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's if the person's fine with it, and there's so much more to sex than just like using your ding dong. Like,
oh yeah,
It's this whole cornucopia of cool shit you can do. And like, when people are just like, my dick's not good enough. It's like, man, you are severely lacking in imagination. Like,
no, like think about it. A good meal is not just the, you know, it's not
steak.
Yeah. It's not just the protein, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And like, it's possible you could be with somebody who's just like, I just need steak.
Right.
All the time. I just need to challenge steaks from the great outdoors. That's all I want to eat.
I'm not done yet.
But like you, and that's probably, that person probably doesn't exist, and that person, or that person exists, and that person isn't for you.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's why all of this is a conversation.
Totally. Tons of people just want like a mixed green and a regular size steak.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe some mashed potatoes or whatever you got going on down there. I'm not here to question your like weird lumpy testicles.
Skins on or it just gets back to our usual our usual refrain, which is sex is farcical, and it should be funny.
Yeah. Well, totally. Like, it's funny. It's also like holy and magical and awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's just because, but the holy, magical, awesome part of it is not because it's intimidating. It's because it's not.
Yeah. No, it's you know, all that stuff because it is.
Yes. You know, because it's farcical and because it's, you know, and some, you know, it's like you get older and stuff, and like, even when I'm jerking off or whatever, every once in a while, like after like an orgasm or something, I'll just be like, you know, I'm getting older. My body's falling apart. Like, I have this weird like neck shoulder thing today from like cleaning my old house, and it hasn't gone away. It's really sore when I move my neck a certain way.
Oh, like, yeah.
My body's falling apart.
That's like your whole week.
It sucks. But then like you orgasm, and you're just like, you know what? Like, this body is pretty cool. Like, it is pretty cool that I can do that.
Yeah. Like,
more or less whenever I want, I can make that happen. What a blessed life I have.
Kind of on demand by sheer force of just imagination and kind of minimal physical exertion. I can flood my entire being with the exact, like with the only things that feel good, which are the chemicals that are released upon the completion of this act.
That feel good.
Yeah. Like, hey, how about this? Some serotonin and dopamine. Fuck yeah.
I need privacy, 5 to 10 minutes, and then just like, you know, something to, for which to clean up, you know, or an evening that doesn't involve me being clean. And that's like literally all I need. And like, and I know there are people out there who can't orgasm, and that's, you know, that I'm not saying you're less than, like, there's other ways to feel good and stuff. Like, the
speaking to our own experience, you know.
Yes, like it is kind of thing where it's like, even with, you know, any whatever kind of body you have, if you're able to do that, like, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, you know, so it's other 5 minutes alone, or, you know, a partner you can have fun with. Like, yeah, it's you know, it's that Kurt Vonnegut thing, you know, if this isn't good, what is, you know?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Like, it's like, I don't want to die like mid-orgasm, but like, I kind of do, like, just because the circumstances would be weird, like some kind of home invasion thing or something. Or, yeah.
But, I'm sorry. Why are you coming? They're home invasion.
I just assume somebody else is. I just assume I will be murdered. I don't, in this scenario, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, somebody just like slowly waiting and watching my face to see when it's time, and then just shoot me between the eyes right at the moment of,
oh my gosh, like ultimate ecstasy. Injecting you with poison right at the moment of climax.
Or a poison that mixes with those endorphins.
Oh God, it's like dopamine activated. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like the Joker's scheme, like where it's like the shampoo has to mix with the makeup or whatever, like in Batman 1.
Oh, it'd be
like the dopamine has to mix with this, like, you know, vanilla trude or whatever, like the drug is. And then, like, those things mix. It's like, no good.
Endorphin, you know, like speed.
Yeah. Yeah. Must edge longer. It's like speed. It's like speed 3. Must edge chafing badly.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Man.
Monkeys masturbate and apes masturbate too.
Yeah, they do.
Also tying it back in. This is, you keep saying we're off topic, but like, man, this is so on topic. Like,
yeah, it really truly is. And there's so little to say about this. Like, there's a small,
never fucking came out.
Yeah, it never came out. Like, there's a fun quote here, which is like about them sending it off to CERT or to quality assurance, and saying the customer expected the binary uploaded to their server at midnight. That evening, my boss asked me if I needed anything from him. I told him I was fine. He confided to me that he thought Congo was in the top 20% of games out there quality wise. Most of those games had a year or more development time. Ours had 5 months.
Yeah, I like how you confided in him.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I think this is going to go good. I think we've actually made it, man.
Top 20%. Oh, you mean like with like Star Fox and Super Metroid and Super Mario World? No. Into the past, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to make it onto the SNES Retro Classic.
Yeah, what's that?
just wait 20 years. You'll be fine.
I'm you from the future. Yeah. Let's jerk each other off. It's a miracle.
it's a handmade miracle. You ever had a monkey throw a shit at you?
No.
Yeah, I had it happen.
Did it hit you? Was it through a fence or was
glass? It was a glass enclosure, but it was a very threatening gesture.
Yeah, that I would find that pretty troubling.
Yeah, it was. I mean, like, I was like, hey, man, good on you. And that same trip to the zoo, to the Cincinnati Zoo, I also had a snow leopard, just a projectile shit on the glass.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh, a snow leopard, one of just like the most majestic creatures, so rare, like, you know, like lives literally at the crown of the world and leaps from rock to rock and blends in. And then just like he tried to shit on me.
That's real weird.
Yeah.
As far as like shitting goes, so I've seen otters like suck themselves off a bunch.
Oh, of course.
I've seen like the otter erotic asphyxiation video. And then I've seen hippos and elephant shit. And hippos, it just kind of like there's like a bunch of stuff happens, but or elephants, hippos do that weird helicopter thing though. That
they're trying to throw off their tail, throw off their pursuers.
Yeah, I could never be a hippo because I mean your tail was never clean.
Oh yeah,
like what a gross animal. Like those things are mean. Like hippos are mean and cruel and disgusting. Like what a terrible animal those are.
Yeah, and like
bring me an instrument made of their teeth.
And like baby hippos are cute, and the Cincinnati Zoo has a really good one named Fiona. But like something I don't understand about like online, apparently there's this meme about like pictures of like whenever somebody posts a picture of a baby hippo, which, you know, any baby animal is going to be pretty cute, I suppose, aside from like a baby bird or whatever. Somebody will say, "Oh, that's the worst cat." Like baby hippos are terrible cats, and like I kind of get it, but I also don't.
It's the same thing as like, what kind of dog is that?
Oh yeah,
you know, it's just that.
It's the raccoon carrying the cat, and saying like, "Oh, please help me, my wife is sick."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Same kind of thing. Just like, you know, fake being, you know, not knowing something.
Yeah, fake confused about it. I guess I get it, but it's not funny.
Yeah, that's not particularly funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like the, and it's like all like, we'll move in. Let's do the real trifecta because we started out with racism, we moved on to buffo, and then sex. We can close out with memes because it's one of those meme things that's funny like the first couple times you see it, and then eventually gets obnoxious. Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
You know, at least for me, it does. I'm like, ah, what kind of dog is that? I moved on. Now I'm into cold ones.
And by the like, literally, Gary, we're recording this like 3 weeks in advance. By the time this comes out, you will be embarrassed that you said anything good about cold ones.
I don't think I will be though, because I'm on the hook for about 300 videos of me asking Roars for it. So
asking Roars. Wait a minute. Describe the situation.
Oh, do you know about it? Like, because Cole, you never look at my Twitter.
No, I don't go on Twitter because it's a garbage fire that is full of anxiety ghosts.
Yeah, I know, but then you're missing out on a big part of my life, buddy. I did posted a picture of Aurora's. It was really handsome. I said, for every like, I'll ask this boy if he wants to go get a cold one. And it's my most popular tweet, and it's got like 300 likes on it or so. And I've probably done about 25 videos.
Oh, or God. So you're so like far. Just shy of like 10% done.
Yeah, I'm real in the hole. So I and like it's like people are like, you're really gonna do it? I'm like, yeah, I don't see why not. Like, I don't need to have it done anytime soon. Just
right.
Whenever Roars happens to be around and I have my phone and the mood strikes me, I'll just do it and upload one because it's easy. I can do it for anywhere.
Right.
You know. So that's why the cold one thing, it doesn't even matter if it gets old, because in, I don't know, like 2.5 years when I'm wrapping that up,
this ongoing project, then
I'll still be talking about cold ones. Maybe it'll get cool again.
You'll become the one constant, and it will cycle through being cool and lame about 5 times.
Yeah. It'll come back the same way memes come back. Like, you know how everybody's still talking about chocolate rain now?
Oh yeah.
Like it went away for a little while and now everyone's like, yeah, chocolate rain.
Are you for fucking real?
No.
Okay.
No, chocolate rain never came back. So yeah. And it's, you know, chocolate rain never came back, even though Brother Man Bill came back with me and Steve Gaynor, which was nice.
Hmm.
Cause Brother Man Bill is still funny and that's a good song.
Huh.
I think it's probably good.
I think so. So this was a random one. It was recommended by Sam Bear, and also by Fink Alda. So Sam says, an unreleased game, probably for good reason. And Fink says, I don't think you guys would get more than halfway through the first stage. I don't know if any stages exist beyond the first stage. I kind of just want to hear your opinions on Congo the movie starring Laura Linney for 30 minutes.
Well, we neither of us had seen it.
No, so, no. Again, yeah. we described the demographic reasons for that. So
yeah, yeah. It's just yeah. I'm sure it's kind of. I think I listened to the How Did This Get Made about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was goofy, but I think that's about it.
I think there is literally a laser that makes the ape super smart.
During the trailer for this, Laura Linney says, like, now we're going to make them a real endangered species, and fires a laser. And it doesn't look like a weapon.
Okay.
And, like, it looks like that maybe that's what's happening there.
Huh.
It was pretty, you know, pretty bonkers. So,
yeah.
Yeah, no opinion. But hopefully you like this regardless.
Yeah.
If you did like this, the best thing you could possibly do is support us on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, mm-hmm. You get to get extra episodes of the show. You get a bunch of other very cool stuff.
Yeah,
it's all outlined there. It's new, we want you to do that, and you will enjoy checking it out and doing it as well.
Yeah, if you want more episodes of the show, go to duckfeed.tv/store. There are about 24 or 25 of those available for you, and it's like some of our best stuff. Things about like Time Slaughter or 50 Cent Blood on the Sand, and very reasonably priced, we think. Yeah, that is duckfeed.tv/store.
Yeah, and if you back us at that level where you get all that bonus stuff at once, you mm-hmm. can back us at $40 and just have 25 episodes of this to listen to that you've never heard before. Bam!
Along with like 10 Adaptation Decay and 4 Try This.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bunch of cool stuff and more cool stuff to come. So you'll definitely want to do that. And tell your friends about that. You know, we're now the Bonfireside Chat's going away. This show has big shoes to fill. This is now the number 2 slot. So you know, we tell your friends about the network, tell them about Watch Out for Fireballs, tell them about this.
Yeah,
really would appreciate that. Yeah, and I think that's probably about good.
Yeah. And until next time, who is Strong Dog?